I returned to London on Friday night. It's good to be back, but I was sorry to leave family and friends in Toronto. Despite efforts to awake earlier this morning on Saturday, I didn't get up until 2 p.m. GMT. I didn't make it outside until it was already dark. I went out to get the essentials, bread and coffee. There was a crescent moon, and I was reminded of a time long ago when I was with my family and we saw another crescent moon from a house in Kitchener, Ontario, where we were spending Christmas. It was Christmas 1982, and my grandmother was 85 years old. When she saw the moon, we all went to stand next to her, and she recited a poem that we'd never heard before. I was there with my sister and four cousins. And this is the poem she recited. I had to find this on the internet, so I'm not sure if this is exactly word for word the way she recited it, but this is the general poem. Oh mother, how pretty the moon looks tonight. It was never so stunning before. Its two little horns are so sharp and so bright. I hope they won't grow anymore. If I were up there with you and my friends, we could rock in it. Can't you just see? We would sit in the middle, holding tight to the ends. Oh, what a bright cradle 'twould be. We'd call to the stars to keep out of our way, just in case we rocked over their toes. And there we would sit till the dawn of the day to see where the pretty moon goes. We'd travel around the beautiful skies, or perhaps through the fluffy clouds roam. We could see the sun set, and we could see the sun rise, and on the next rainbow sail home. And on the next rainbow sail home. Seeing the moon and remembering the poem she recited that night made me miss my grandmother a lot. She died in 1992. After I got my bread and coffee and got back home, I went on a pub crawl of Southwark, which was a bit disappointing. We only went to two pubs, one of which I liked and had been to before. The other was mediocre, and I'm not sure if I'd go back again. It was good to walk around the area, however, and I learned a lot from the tour. The guide left us outside the Royal Festival Hall on the Thames. The tide was out, so I walked along the foreshore. I met a man photographing a giant chain in the riverbed and some anchors by Blackfriars Bridge. His hands were cold, and he said he was practicing before he went to India to take pictures, almost like an excuse for being there, but I'm not sure why he felt he needed to make one. So rare to find anyone else down there. I heard a night bird chirping when I got back on shore, and I'm not sure what kind of bird it was.